meeting is on.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. World political and financial leaders have begun their summit in earnest. We're in the midst of a four-hour session of the G20 meeting in London, which has its collective eyes squarely on the global financial fallout. And they're looking at a whole host of options to deal with it, everything from pumping money to where it's needed to financial regulation. That's a major sticking point among parties there. In London, here's our European correspondent, Stephen Beard.
Regulation has been a critical issue for the summit. The Americans and the Brits prefer a lighter touch, but the French and the Germans have demanded much tougher controls on banks, hedge funds, and private equity firms. They claim that what they call America's casino capitalism caused the current crisis. Further curbs do seem inevitable. One plan thought likely to emerge from the summit is a series of regulatory colleges to monitor the global banks. These would be staffed with regulators drawn from different countries. Bank analyst Alex Potter says this won't be easy.
And the difficulty will be getting regulators that have got very different political drivers behind them and, in a sense, very different structured banking markets behind them to work together.
The summit is also thought likely to try to rein in tax havens and restrict the activities of hedge funds. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
World investors are in a buying mood after some positive American economic numbers came out yesterday. On news that car sales in the U.S. were up, beating expectations, and home sales figures rebounded a bit, European shares are on the rise today. London's FTSE up 3%. The German DAX is up more than 4%. There's a big rally. It was a big rally in Asia today. The Hang Seng added 1,000 points, 7.5%. The Nikkei was up about 4%. And all signs are pointing to more gains today on Wall Street. Yesterday, the Dow added 152 points to close at 7761. NASDAQ and S&P shares were up about 1.5%. We're going to hear today from former AIG CEO Hank Greenberg. He's testifying on Capitol Hill, and lawmakers are likely to be none too kind. Greenberg left that company a few years ago before it became a bubbling insurance mess that's costing taxpayers more than $170 billion and counting. And then there's the mess of those bonuses paid with bailout money that got everybody all outraged and indignant and reactionary. It's all coming back to the surface now following the House passage of a new bailout bonus bill. From New York, here's Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson.
President Obama made clear bailout bonus bill part one was a bit over the top. That's the one that would have retroactively taxed the AIG bonuses. Well, House Democrats say the new bill is the happy medium. Congressman Barney Frank yesterday explained what it would mean for TARP recipients.
You cannot make payments that are excessive and unreasonable. Can give bonuses if they are performance-based, and it repeals what the Republicans have been complaining about.
That the bonuses were allowed in the first place. The new bill still wasn't enough for Republicans who tried unsuccessfully to block it. Congresswoman Virginia Fox complained about the language.
If this bill isn't written as political theater, then we would simply say any employee, because an executive is an employee.
There's no need for Fox to worry for the moment. Passing the bill isn't on the Senate's to-do list until at least the end of April. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. And by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, a smart way to reach your customers.
This time of year, there are just about as many IRS forms and schedules as there are calls for reforming the U.S. tax code. Our economics correspondent Chris Farrell says it's time to put up or shut up. Chris, it's all pretty dense stuff, all the liabilities and deductions. How did it get that way, and why hasn't there been this concerted effort to simplify?
You know, I keep trying to understand this, and I think there are several reasons. One is a lot of the complexity comes from good things, you know, things that we want to accomplish, home ownership, rebuilding neighborhoods. But the more things you add into the tax code, the more complicated it gets. I think the real story, however, is that industry lobbyists and politicians love tax code complexity. They reward their friends through the tax code. It's much easier to do it that way than to say, well, we're going to spend $100 million to benefit this industry. But I'm a little bit pleased to see Paul Volcker, former Fed chairman, has now been appointed to deal with tax reform.
So let's talk about the former Fed chairman then. Why hasn't anyone really paid attention to the fact that he's back?
I don't know. I mean, he's been fairly quiet, but I think people might be underestimating the influence that Volcker is going to wield over public policy. I mean, look, he proved to the world when he was head of the Federal Reserve just how tough he is and how much of a public servant he was. Industry was knocking on his door. He didn't pay attention to industry. He kept his focus on we need to bring inflation down. That's what he did, and he succeeded. If he decides he's going to put his prestige behind it, people are going to have to pay attention. And I also have a suggestion about how he can go about doing it.
That's what I was going to ask you. What kind of blueprint do you think is needed as a way to begin this overhaul?
If you want to overhaul the tax system, it needs to be bipartisan. That's the real key. So the Bush White House, it had its tax reform committee, and they came out with a report in 2005, and it was really good. It was a very good report. Make a couple of changes, you know, show, and then say, here we are. We got it. And by the way, I'm with a Democratic administration. This one came out of a Republican administration. Let's all get around this, and let's simplify the tax code for the American taxpayer, and let's do it now.
All right. We'll see if that happens. Economics correspondent Chris Farrell, thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Share your thoughts with us. Plus, check out the Scratch Pad, the thoughts of our online host and blogger, Scott Jagow, at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.